go ahead and get started with those that are here. Everybody's present. I don't know, do we need a roll call?
Well, I was going to do the roll call. It's been taken a little bit.
Roll call, please.
The reflect that all members are present, with the exception of project manager Sadler and Chair Pete.
Yeah, we expect
Justin's
here. We expect Director Pease, but we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. I'm going to call for public comments, but there's no audience today, so we don't have any public comments. I have not been running this meeting, so I'm not sure. Does the committee consist of everybody in the room? So do we have to have a motion to approve minutes? Is that the way it works?
Well,
are you on the committee? Are you on the committee?
Yes.
Okay, so I would ask for a motion to approve minutes.
Motion to approve minutes.
Okay, and a second?
A second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're in the minutes are approved. Just to make sure that we're following rules, right? Let's talk about the sewer line on Wayfarer Court. That would be D1.
About a few weeks ago, Veolia brought to our attention that when they were putting a camera through there, as well as their hydro flush, that they couldn't get through a certain sewer main because it was corroded in there. It crusted on the inside, and what happens is it wasn't grease. It was the iron pipe, it was a ductile iron pipe that had corroded on the inside.
Scaling and build up, is that
well, corrosion of some sort, either water or whatever. We went back to our drawings, we noticed, there is some pipe there. Then you go to some other manholes, was the next thing we sent them back to, and see if you can get through there. So they did check, and they came back. And then this part there where I show yellow is the part that is ductile iron. The rest of it is PVC.
Got it.
So this is the manhole starts out, then it changes to PVC. To
is that original construction or is that replaced?
Original.
It's original.
Really?
Yeah. So then PVC, then I went back to ductile iron, manhole, ductile iron a little bit, then changed, transition to PVC. So we have 514 lineal feet of 8-inch ductile iron, and the recommendation that I would be based on talking to engineers is to replace that, open trench and replace that.
Do you have any input on that, Greg?
We originally were looking into whether we could in situ do it, which is not to trench it, but to pour, to try and go in through pits or the manholes and replace it. Because it's going ductile iron back to PVC and back to ductile iron, you'd end up having to replace. There's two technologies. One is you can go into the manholes, and we were looking into that a little bit, but you still have to fix your laterals. So you still got to end up with some lateral work.
What size is it? 8-inch?
8-inch.
Is it completely, what's it shut down to? What's left for flow?
They can get it pretty close to 8, but it goes down to like 7 inches when they come inside of it. But you still got to fix the laterals, and because it's changing back and forth, you end up replacing a lot of PVC that we don't think you have to replace. So at this point, we think it's just going to be cheaper to dig it up. And you asked us to get a cost estimate on that, which we haven't estimated yet. But at 500 feet, even at $100 a foot or something, that'd be $50,000. So, I mean, it's probably in that range. In the meantime, we're talking to some contractors to get some rough costs.
Would we replace it with PVC?
Yes.
As an upgrade, correct? Yeah. That's considered an upgrade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So our action is to go ahead and get some costs for you. We were looking at two different ways to do it, but after talking to the trenchless people and looking at how disjointed it is, we think it's better to proceed
open trench,
and we were going to get a cost estimate for you, which is still on our plate to do. So that was the direction last week, was to get a cost
estimate. Do you have any input on that, Mike?
I just wanted to also let you know, as a courtesy, we sent a letter to Dr.
Todorovic?
Yes, to let him know that he has ductile iron pipe that feeds in to that manhole.
From his complex?
Comes on the backside.
Where's Wayfarer?
Wayfarer Court.
Where's that?
It backs
the backside,
up. Behind it on the golf course side.
I thought that was Cherry Hill that ends up over there.
It goes Cherry Hill.
Can you guys see the map from this?
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Stay on the wheel paper.
to Cherry Hills comes to Wayfair. Wayfair, where it ends, changed to Wayfair Port, and his place is right there.
Oh, the end of Cherry Hills, it doesn't say Cherry, I've never been that far in Cherry Hills. I've always turned down Wayfair Drive towards the country club, right? Okay, so that becomes Wayfair Port. I'm with you now. So the pond is right here.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm with you.
So it's a courtesy.
So he ties underneath the pond over to that.
To the
land.
Highway 4.
And then
there's
and
a duck in. Okay. They put it there.
So what will the impact, why would this will impact him from going to
do it? Well, it's duct iron and it's 6-inch his. And if it's corroded on ours, his has got to be corroded as well.
Okay, when you say his, are we
he owns the lateral all the way to the manhole.
That was my question.
So this was a courtesy letter to say, we're experiencing this, you may be too.
Thank you for letting me know that, because I'm sure I'll run into him and we'll have this discussion. So he's a friend. I appreciate it.
Do that when he's
that's a problem in a small town, right?
Yeah, do that when he's doing your teeth, right?
Yeah. I'm smart enough. After the whole water episode, I'm smart enough not to go to him for a dance. No, he's a great
guy. If he was going to consider replacing that pipe, it's probably cheapest if he has the same contractor that we were doing our piece with.
Yeah, but
just run over and get it.
That's got to be 200 or 300 feet of pipe he's got to replace.
Yeah.
It is a bit, and hang on a sec here. I can tell you they use 235 feet.
Oh my goodness!
And you got to go between two homes, which you don't have a lot of room to do. So that one there would
should
be
a
pipers.
Should be an easement for us, right?
Huh?
Should it be an easement?
Yeah, I believe so.
When you say, can we force another pipe through that or not?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they burst it. So
that's right. It busts open the
bus
caps on
the inside out.
They have a thing that goes through and kind of cuts it as it goes.
And I agree with you, Virgil. Since there's no laterals on that line, that may make more sense. So in which case, it's a different contractor.
It'd be a different contractor.
It'd be a different deal. So it may not matter.
But isn't his lateral much newer than the 8-inch pipe?
No, that was put in there because of Discovery Bay when it first opened up.
Oh,
the sales office.
That we used to have church in that barn.
That's right.
That's right. I remember. Okay. Well, that's going back 25 years. This is James Christmas.
25 years.
Well, barely. More. Okay. Anyway, I've heard stories about when the sermon got born. They used to watch the fish swim around. There was a fish tank in the bar. They used to have church. Anyway, remember those stories, Carol? Anyway, let's back on subject. So, thank you for that update. No action to be taken at this time. This is information.
Well, we're developing a cost
right for
the replacement.
Okay.
And then we would bring back a board action.
Yeah, but that'll go back to Mike, and then Mike will take it to the board.
Right.
This committee has no more action involved.
And then to finish the process.
Okay. So, yeah, I think this committee would definitely like to move forward with that as quickly as possible. At least this member of the committee would.
Yeah.
Item D2, review the CIP plan for district water and wastewater facilities. Wow. Okay. I don't know if my brain's up for this today, guys.
We'll try to
make it work.
Water.
I got too many ping pong balls bouncing around in there right now.
No,
yeah, we can keep it general if you like.
So, Dina, is this your gig?
Actually, I put it together
Justin,
but it's Justin and
okay.
Virgil and
Okay, why don't we start with you, Justin?
So it starts off with water, and then we go down to wastewater, and this is our 5-year plan that we've put together.
Very good. That'd be a good place to start.
That was my part.
All right. Go ahead, Waterman.
Wait, so what do we want to do here in this discussion? Do we want to go through all of these items?
Well yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this.
In general terms.
Yes.
The objective.
Help me out here.
Yes.
The purpose of reviewing this item at this point for this committee is informational?
It's informational. This is going to be in the budget.
Right.
So it's just kind of giving you a quick brief of what we're going to look at, and this is our snapshot of what's going to be coming to you for the budget
for
approval.
Thank you.
So the real thing is, I think we've been going back and forth and giving numbers to Dina, and it's kind of like our final check and final comment, and our final comment before it goes forth to the actual CIP budget, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know if we have to comment on everything,
unless
there's something specific that we want changed. I mean, like, to me, I'm just like, there's a couple of things I just want to bring up that maybe we can flex on, if that's what we want to
do. Why don't I just go ahead and just try to guide the process. And Justin, let me tell you in that first section there, we have 5 items. Is there anything in that particular section that you would like to make us aware of that you seem to think might be unusual, something we haven't heard of before, anything like that?
No, I think it's important to point out that Well 8 is the first project on the list, has a budget for the upcoming fiscal year to initiate the site evaluation and the environmental review to identify a suitable site for a future Well 8 project. And the idea is the bulk of the design and construction would take place in year two of the CIP. This is the reason I point that out is just because it's the soonest item to take place. And the Well 8 project, again, the need for that is based on being able to abandon and destroy Well 5A, which is an unsuitable well. And and still maintaining adequate backup supply of the water system.
And the sooner that we decommission Well 5, the better off we are with any contamination that might occur to the aquifer. Is there any risk of contamination?
There's no risk of contamination to the aquifer. Well 5, the only reason that we're going to keep it on is in case, until Well 8 is done is in case there happens to be some dire emergency.
There's that number we have to maintain the ability to.
There's a number in which we have to maintain supply reliability in our wells because there are no other interconnections with water systems. Well 5A on paper gives us that volume of water. However, the operators will not use it on a regular basis.
Even diluted, it's not.
Even diluted.
Well, they can. Because if we shut down Well 7, and we open the valve, which is 5 and 4 together.
We share a line there, though, don't we?
We only put the line in one.
Yeah. So, obviously, that's why the decommissioning of Well 5 is not occurring until after Well 8 is built.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, we do have something new when you're finished. Are you done?
On those first 5 items?
Yes, I do.
What do you got for me?
Okay, so when we have the tank going into Willow Lake, that is right where our office building is.
Yeah, I was reading ahead, and I noticed that the $700,000 probably was not going to cover everything that needs to be done over there on that site. And
yes,
so, I see you moved it out 3 years.
Yes.
But obviously, the board really needs to look at another issue before it looks at that issue, and that is relocation of district offices.
Right. Yes. So,
what subcommittee would that reallocation or would that just be an entire board discussion? Well, there's a subcommittee that would probably Bob and I's long range planning, or
I think it's a combo of
that long range planning committee. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, somebody's got to make a recommendation to finance of what the options are. Right?
What about internal operations?
That's what I meant, internal operations. So maybe we should start with that committee. We should start that discussion, look at some of the options, and then as soon as, and almost immediately move that into finance and say, this is what we're looking at, guys. What's your input on this? Come up with a couple solutions and take it to the board. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I think there would be alternatives.
But that probably needs to happen sooner than later, just because we're already scheduling things. That has to be, and that 2 years is not long. It's going to go by pretty doggone quick.
Realistically speaking, how soon do we have to put that extra tank in?
The filter at Willow Lake, the project here that's $700,000 includes a filter and a backwash tank.
But do you need it? I guess the question is.
Yeah, the question is can I move that out one more
season? Yeah, can it be kicked down the road at all?
And can that be kicked down the road so that in that fiscal year we're actually dealing with the moving of the. Because I don't think it can take place at the same time. That would be a cluster.
It's not.
So,
it's not.
I'm sorry.
Do you already have a plan?
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to make sure I understand the question, I guess.
The question is that is this an emergency over here? Because what could cause a delay in that being built is us moving our facility out of there, relocating the business office.
Which could be a challenge financially.
But you also think that there's no other option. Because I think if you put a pipe in that gully or that drainage ditch, you could build over that.
So we need to hear all those options.
Yeah.
So we've got people here that have opinions.
Yeah.
I think you guys should have an internal. I think you should have your meeting. You guys talk it out. Write down some options. Bring it to the internal committee meeting so we know what your thoughts are, because your thoughts might be different than your thoughts. But I want to hear everybody's thoughts. Mm-hmm. and so, everybody's options. And your option, you know, and then we have something we can work with.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Yes. I have one question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
One question there.
Yeah.
Could you put the backwash tank across the creek on the back side of the park over here?
I think you can put the backwash tank like that if you send a pipe over there.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to bridge a creek with a pipe versus move the whole district office. So there could be an option where
where's the space for the tank? Where would
I think we're going to table this and discuss it.
Okay, that's great input because all I want to say is, I like that. I like the thinking, Greg, because it may be not financially possible to move the office.
Right.
But what else we have to work into, which doesn't involve water, wastewater, is we have to talk about the diminishing value of those trailers, and then depreciation and the degradation of those facilities, and they're not going to last forever.
Right.
So if we're in our last 5 years, well, let's not kick the can down the road. Let's make a move. If we've got 10 years, now we have some decisions to make. So I know we just put some money into them, but they were necessary for us to do that. But I still think we need to look at what the life expectancy is left on those facilities from a very reasonable standpoint. And that might even take an inspection underneath or something like that to see how bad the floors are. And I don't know.
Right.
But that's not part of water wastewater. That's part of something else. So you guys need to do that. Let us know where that is so we have all the facts together.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that because the project could be unfeasible if it was just the project was required only because we were doing the filter project.
Right.
But if you need to do it anyway,
right.
or if there's reason to do it, you know, then it might be.
And my feeling is I would much rather, even though I appreciate the other options we're talking about, I would much rather see that become a contained water facility over there, there at the end of the road. And move the offices. That would be my preference. Now, finances would be a different question, but and make that's the water facility. Get the offices out of the water facility.
Only security would like that as well.
And I just think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But we have to. That would be my preference. But let's look. And we know that those trailers are going to fall apart sooner or later. We've really gotten a good life out of those things.
Right.
But let's just see where that. You know, we've hit the ratepayers with a lot of stuff lately. And we have to be very cognizant.
So the cost on the $700,000 should be qualified or asterisked or something because there's another project that would be related with the $700,000. The timing on it, Mike, the timing for the need for that project,
that would be critical.
Is based on the projected demand, the projected growth, and the regulated kind of required capacity of your system.
Would contagious be driving some of that factor?
All of the growth that was provided to us in 2015, the projection of growth in 2015.
Like 360 watts or something like that.
When
360
times and 50 was reported above
360 watts.
So that
was Newport Pantages, and Hoffman had some add-ons.
Yes, exactly.
Is there any money in the CIP for this year for doing anything with the offices over there? There's no money put aside for anything. So that's not on this. That's not on this CIP yet. We're not
to do anything with it. No.
Okay.
It's not on this CIP.
Because we're not there yet. I'm just wanting to cover that.
The only thing we did was the renovation, and that was it.
And HVAC.
So let's go back.
We have more HVAC.
Yes, that's correct. You're right.
Why do we have a $2.4 million contingency?
That is just there's a column for just look ahead. This is only a 5-year CIP, but there's a column that we're just kind of we're putting in there just so everybody is aware that there's potential costs that could come up down the road, whether they're actual projects or already determined that are going to be down the road. In this case, this is a contingency. So this is a well construction contingency, $2.4 million. In the event of a well failure down the road, this is just planning ahead for potential replacement.
Because I was going to say, wait a minute, we never went to a 10. We didn't ever think that we would. I mean, our 9. We don't expect enough growth to project that at this point.
Yeah,
that would come off of the new developer if they didn't.
It's actually in
this
far right column, the 2022 to 2027. So it's literally this 5-year chart.
So the column number 1 is 5-year numbers.
Power number 1 is a 5-year
total. Moving to the next section, upgrading maintenance for existing water supply. Anything you guys want to talk about there in specific? What's grayed out there, Dina?
Those were grayed out. Oh, God, I can't remember. her notes. I think we were going to, they're not on the CIP. They're not within the 5 years.
Okay, so they're not.
So there's something we want to keep in mind.
Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Things we want to keep in mind, but they're not up within this 5 years.
Okay.
Those actually, because those were part of an operational budget, I believe, mm-hmm. they weren't part of a capital improvement budget. Those were just line items mm-hmm. that I put on there.
Right.
And then I think they were captured in some other operation.
For the general repairs.
Right. That's
so, help me understand why maintenance is included in the CIP. Wouldn't that be included in it?
Operations.
In operations?
Which one?
I'm looking at items, the last two items, of tank maintenance and filter maintenance.
Improvements. Yeah.
Should those be operations, not CIP?
I think that's the same. Those should all. If the grayed out category indicates an operational budget and not a capital budget, then I think those last two items would fall into
the skate upgrade may be a capital project.
Yes.
But I don't think those last two items should be in the CIP.
Correct.
Agreed.
Okay. Okay, water distribution system. No questions there.
Okay, one thing I'm going to say on that.
Yes, right.
On the filter media replacement.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We have an R&M fund for operations repairs. But historically, at times, it's been underfunded. And so when we had big line items, even if they were considered maintenance, we basically kind of snuck it in as a unit line item on the CIP. So I'll say, like in the past, like, I think your R&M fund's about $100,000 for the Veolia, or it was like, isn't it about $100,000?
I don't know.
All right, so we have an annual dollar limit.
How much money is in that
budget,
you know?
For just all the stuff that happens, right? And then at times, when we knew there was a big line item coming in, your R&M budget didn't cover it. You know, it's like your R&M covered all the little miscellaneous stuff going on. And so in the past, I will say that we have stuck some...
Okay.
Bigger cost maintenance items, and even if it's not capital, it wasn't really another place in your budget realm for it to land and be paid for.
Does that make sense? You're nodding your head, Dina. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
to you?
That makes sense. Yeah. Let me
ask you this: is this something that finance maybe should discuss and find out whether or not that fund is what it should be from a dollar amount, or should we just continue to operate this way?
I think that's correct because basically, an R&M budget was set. I'm talking like 10 years ago. All right, so they said, okay, we're going to put $100,000 into the R&M budget.
Things are different.
You know, and so what we have found is, as you go along throughout the year, the little stupid pump that breaks and then stuff like that eats up that $100,000.
Okay.
But then when we come around and say, okay, now I'm going to blow $125,000 this year on this project, we blow the whole R&M budget for the entire year.
Okay.
So it's in the past, it's snuck onto this kind of CIP list only because it really wasn't an effective mechanism of dealing with.
Well, maybe we should look at that... Maybe, let's leave these where they are, okay? Because if we don't have, if it's only $100,000 and we're talking $200,000 right here, it doesn't even make sense to move them into the capital.
Well, right, so, I mean, but someone should address, okay, where does it really belong, and are we funding these properties?
And are we going to put a minimum, let's say that in order for it to fall into that replacement fund, it has to be $25,000 or less.
Right.
Or put a policy on it to where we're not just putting... Right. $500,000 into a budget that's only got $100,000.
Yeah.
I think the thing to do is to identify those things that we need are going to have to be changed over and replaced, and we create a revolving fund.
Right.
We're feeding a little bit into that each year, right. So it's pre-funded by the time we need it.
Yeah. Well, that would be...
That's the transition.
Because like a filter is every 5 years.
Exactly. So we should be pumping in 25 years.
You'd go at least 11 or 12.
Right. Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. 10 years ago, when that fund was established, we didn't have all this media.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have as many tanks to replace.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not. It needs to be reviewed, and it needs. And I think that's a job for the finance committee to probably do. So we're getting this down, right?
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments with regards to those? What did I do? That section there, which is under upgrade maintenance.
I'd like to raise an issue that I just noticed, and that is on the replacing the infrastructure of the water pipes. I mean, it's really not on within this next 5 years. We haven't even done an assessment yet, right?
Right.
And so what wasn't our first steps going to be doing an assessment? And
Right.
Yeah, that's
and then where do we go if we got to get a bad
it's
assessment?
It's grayed out here. So they listed the assessment, right, the $150,000?
Yeah.
And I think it was grayed out again because it was going to go to the operations budget. But the plan was to do an assessment, right?
Yeah, I think that is the plan. That's what needs where's to take water place.
Where's the water consistent portion now that we're looking at with the water distribution?
Yes, yeah. We're
not even targeted for within the next several years, and I'm just concerned. I don't know how bad it is under there. I mean, we're doing 400 and something thousand dollar leaks.
Yeah.
Now it probably went up to 700,000 or 800,000 with all the angle stops.
I will say that this has been something that Director Pease has talked about several times. It's like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. Let's just replace. You know, we're spending. Well, we could rebuild the system in 5 years for what we're going to spend in repairs. Right. Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing that. It's not a fact. I'm just saying that's the thought behind it. And I would tend to agree with his point on that, and I think we need to really look at that and say. Yeah. But I see $2.7 million put into it in kind of a reserve function, right?
Well I think this is
tomorrow.
$2.7 million is based on
for tomorrow
for 5 years. Yeah, tomorrow then, exactly. For down the future after the 5 year budget. And there was a number in there that was a placeholder, which was the original budget amount in the master plan, which identified a couple of miles of pipe that could be upgraded to improve fire flows throughout the system. And it would also be, at the same time, addressing what are most likely older pipes that are creating leaks in the system. But that second part of that is a big unknown in terms of what are the pipes that are at their kind of use, you know, that are closest to their useful life expectancy and producing the most leaks.
How do we move that from the unknown to the known?
Doing some sort of an asset management conditions assessment of the piping.
Right. So here's my point on that. So the next fiscal year, we're going to do that, right? That can be completed in a year, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say we've identified some, let's say we categorize certain areas from serious to not so serious.
Right.
All right?
Should
we be putting money in each fiscal year to address the most serious?
Right.
And there's no money in it. I'm just trying to think of a strategy.
I think that's correct. I think that even if it was a bulk of it would be done 10 years down the road, there should be money being put aside now in order to have a fund available to do the project when the time comes down the road.
Well, that too, but we may find out this is going to break at any time.
Right. Obviously, to look at a range of conditions and risk, it would be a risk-based evaluation. We'd say with the data we have and some testing that's actually done, maybe digging up pipes and collecting data throughout the system, evaluating what a reasonable approach is for long-term replacement of the pipe and putting together a fund in order to replace the pipes over the life of the pipes. So you try to identify: is this a critical thing? Is this something we should look at in the next 20 years, or is this something that is probably more of a 50-year look ahead? You know, where you just kind of just do certain amount of pipe per every 5 year CIP, put in a couple of miles of pipe or something.
If that's what it said, and our assessment says we should start doing that in fiscal year 18-19. We need to replace that. Should we be putting money in there now?
Well, what we do is we do a 5-year budget, but we adopt one. So whether you're...
It doesn't really matter at this point.
No, gotcha. It doesn't. All right, so we only adopt the one, and then going forward, we put more money. We put the money in there for that.
Okay, thanks. All right,
All right, so I just want to clarify. There's 150,000 grayed out here that we believe is moving to the operations budget in some manner that will allow that line item to take place this coming fiscal year.
No, I have to confirm that because these are grayed out because they've been removed.
Oh,
because
you think they're out. Okay, all right. So
I'm going to go back and check my notes, and I'll write you an email and let you know because there are things that have been removed off of this.
Okay. So then the question is, at the moment then, the condition assessment was this $150,000 that you're asking about, Mike.
Ooh, we need
And so that's gotten gray, and that's why we're saying, okay, what does gray mean? What does gray mean? Is that out or is that in? And then I know we did talk about that should be under operations and not CIP.
Where are we?
But I don't know what that went to. I don't know if that meant to we went on and then operations or whatever. But at the moment,
great.
That's well, not on schedule for
right, it wasn't, and it's not placed on here. I would have never. It would have been grayed out along the line. So it was never on the 1 through 5 years.
Do you think it's in another line item somewhere?
No, it's not. It was never on the 1 through 5 years. It was
in the CIP. Is it in operations?
No, it's not.
I think we took some of these out because they were in some operation budget. There's certain ones we didn't take out, like the filter media replacements, like you pointed out, probably because they were a bigger cost item.
Well,
this specific one, the mainline conditions assessment, I think we took out because we already saw that there was a plan for a water master plan, and the idea was you don't need two global assessments for your system, just call it what you want it and put that scope of work in that. Make that conditions assessment part of whatever water planning document is going to be prepared. And so that was when we started to talk about the master plan and what would be the objectives and purpose of that master plan for the water system, not the wastewater system. And that's probably why the conditions assessment was removed from here, was because there's still a water master plan down here. And the thinking is, if there's going to be a master plan conducted for the water system, make the conditions assessment the focus of the master plan, because ultimately the demands in terms of water supply and water facilities needed, the filter, the tank, those are based on regulated maximum day demands over the 10-year historical data, which isn't going to change substantially if we do a master plan today or next year. So the purpose of the water master plan, I think that's what I recall being, is this was removed, and I said to remove it because I saw there was a water master plan on the CFP.
Is that on?
Where's the water master plan?
It's
down
at the
bottom.
It's on the
bottom.
Second page.
I didn't get there yet.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
That's a plan. That's just a plan.
But the plan was going to do the assessment, so we wouldn't need. This is the assessment.
Oh, the
so
assessment.
The plan
you have to have an assessment to make the plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotcha.
So I appreciate the fact that we took it out to double. Let's just make sure it gets done.
Yep.
That's a priority. That's a priority because we can't plan.
Okay, so now let's talk about the master plan because we've delayed that possibly, right? Because you're saying we don't have enough data due to the fact that we had drought conditions, we've had water meters, you were thinking about possibly removing that and that this was sufficient. So now is that putting this back on the tape? Where are we going?
Well, there needs to be some assessment, right?
Of the pipeline.
Of the pipelines. You could turn the scope into, you can have two separate plans. You could have two separate scopes of work. You can, have two totally separate evaluations. I think what I was thinking was having just one for your whole
life. Why would you have two?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, because one would be an asset management plan and one would be a water master plan.
The same information, the same assessment can give you the information for both.
No, it would be separate. Two separate plans. You just combine, his thinking is you just combine it with one.
You just made all part of the urban water management or water management.
Yeah.
Plan.
You can do an assessment of your pipelines separately from your water master.
Right.
Plan.
Right.
You do generally.
How are you going to? I'm just a lay dude. So how are you going to do a water master plan if you don't have that assessment?
The water master plan would be more.
How much
you pull out of the ground? How much you have
available? Okay, a little bit different.
Based on.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my concern is that $150,000 was grayed out with regards to that assessment, right?
Yeah.
And only $125,000 was in the water master plan for next year.
2 years.
It's 2 years. So it's
125.
I understand that's 250, but 150 it looks to me is like it's an assessment. So maybe we don't. That shouldn't be. Is that enough money to do the assessment so that we can and do the master plan?
I tend to think so because
okay.
I think the other questions to be asked in the master
just
plan.
Just look at numbers and analyze them. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, you were thinking the master plan wasn't so complex.
Yes.
This time around.
Yes.
Or an update.
Priorities.
So the biggest priority would be an assessment
yeah.
and then updating the master plan.
Yeah.
So that's why you were thinking it wasn't so complex.
That's right. Might as well. Yeah. Exactly.
Priorities is that assessment so we know where we're going to go for the next 5 years with regards to the pipes that need to be replaced throughout the county.
Yeah.
Okay, so That's a part of it.
So, for instance,
so wherever you want to put
this
it,
this is split over 2 years.
It makes sense. Put it where it makes sense, but let's
right.
do it.
So, this is split over 2 years. You could start first with the assessment part of it mm-hmm. in the first year.
Yeah.
And that gives you 2 years to get the assessment done, and then you swing it in the following fiscal year.
Right.
You pick up, you finish your assessment, and you finish your master plan, and then you've had at least a year of data on the water meter.
Yeah, a little bit more data to look at okay. water demands and try to assess what the projected water demands would be.
Is that like a plan?
Right.
So I think the 1.5 is
okay. So we'll leave this, we need this straight out. Then.
I would say maybe put more on the first year because I think the idea of the asset management plan is it would be more involved. And when we were thinking of what a scope and budget would be for that, we were even thinking the asset management plan, the piping part of it, in two phases, being the first phase, just total data dump, data collection, data evaluation. Focused areas, look at focus areas that we should look at for field testing, then getting quotes from contractors to dig up some pipes, collect some pipe samples, and collect additional data. So that, but it would require that phase one to kind of identify what should be the testing done in the asset management. What should be the physical construction, digging of holes and taking pipe out? How much of it should there be and where should it be done? So I would just say that there's an aspect of the asset management plan that would be probably hiring, whether you have a consultant doing the whole plan, I think that plan would be two phases so that that firm, that consultant can first understand where all the information is out there, then get some quotes from testing companies that could come out and take samples of the pipe and collect real information on the pipe, talking about age and condition.
And we also want mapping accuracy. Now maybe that means working with Veolia on what they have so far.
Right.
But that's important that as we do this, we understand where all our stuff is and what kind of stuff we
have.
Well,
right. I mean, that's kind of one of the big gains from doing this asset management plan is really bringing together a GIS database that the district can see and hopefully use coming out of it.
Like own.
And own, right. See, use, and own, so long as the district gets the software to, you know, to open and utilize that information. That would be the idea, is getting the info that all of the different contractors have, putting it in one spot, and then that would be in the district's server or whatever, and the evaluation would be kind of producing the maps and the statistics that showing what the data is and how the evaluation is using that data.
Some of that isn't, but we only have some of that on real time already.
Proprietary.
They're not sharing.
It's been complicated. They have it. They have it all so far, at least all the data we've collected. There's some limited
sewer.
They have water in there too, but it's limited data on water.
Okay.
The issue is, Veolia, when they restructured 3 years ago, took and made a national program out of all their GIS. And so they took all the clients and converted them into a new system. And to give remote access, they basically said, well, you have remote access to everybody's site then. So they created a whole bunch of rules around it. So it's now become difficult to access that information in real time.
So give you whatever you want.
But we can't pull it up on our computer over our head.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And there's no way we would ever be able to do that
the way we temporarily solved that is they literally gave me a hard drive that is a picture of the GIS as it was.
But it's not real time. It's
a year ago.
They recorded and put onto a hard drive.
And
so,
you know.
So just so I understand, though, we didn't pay for that system. That was a national system that Veolia paid for all of their things. So it's not really ours.
Originally, when we first built the contract that Veolia bid on, along with other people, we selected Veolia when they came in. That contract required them to build a GIS system for us that the town could use. And initially they did. They built ICOM, and it was a system here. But it's sort of gotten kind of moved over and kind of put in a way that we don't have access to it anymore. You know, originally it was a contract requirement. When you go back to the original contract, it was part of your contract is to build a GIS, just like it was fix all the maintenance and do all that kind of stuff. And they did build one, and then we worked hard on it. But now it's kind of vague in the contract what our access to be. That is like the only thing they can access at any time, live, real time, all the stuff.
Oh, I know.
In
their
office, but we have to go to their office to do it. Kind of thing. So it's kind of like the town has a database. Veolia can access it, But it's problematic for the town people to access it, or the public, if the public wanted information on it, or, you know, whatever. You know,
okay.
You go to Brentwood, you know, Brentwood, let's, you run the website.
So you can make a request to get information and have that transfer.
Sure,
over.
Yeah. Or you can go over to Julie's office.
Groundwater
Basin. Say, Julie, say, Julie, pull this up. And she
what's that?
The Groundwater Basin Management, that's an O&M.
Right.
It's Aaron. So anyway, that's the
that's why it's
status
great.
Of the GIS.
And listen, I just want to go back 1 second. I see it's all that section where I was talking about shouldn't have to be under a different, it's already entitled like upgrades and maintenance. So I probably was speaking a little bit out of turn on that. The way you guys are doing it is fine. If that's the way you want to do it, because they're large items, everything's close to $100,000 or more, just leave that alone. I just wasn't paying attention, I apologize. So then additional capital improvements, water distribution and maintenance. So
there's the look ahead. There's the look ahead mainline CIP program, the long term that we're saying would be in the years 6 to 10, which are after the five-year CIP. Then there's these two crossings, which were piping that would be connecting Pantages to the older system, which were underwater crossings proposed in the Water Master Plan. So the schedule for those two piping projects would be based on Pantages, whenever Pantages is getting built and constructed, and the piping getting installed for Pantages.
If needed. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if it's needed or not. 16-inch, pretty big pipe.
Yeah.
But where are you talking about? Where are you
he went
from?
Back up, sorry. He went back up to water distribution system.
I thought you were talking about water distribution.
He went down to, Kevin went to additional capital improvements.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you jumped down to groundwater basement.
I tried to keep it moving.
I know. I appreciate that. So I was,
let's just
we're working together.
Skip what I just said, then.
Yeah, we're okay with what needs to be done. And that's all contingent upon things moving along.
Right.
It needs to mean to be aware of it. But
right.
And those are reimbursables anyway, aren't they?
They would be, yes.
Yeah. So let's move down to words of additional capital improvements. Why do we not have a spill containment curbing diversion process over there? We don't have that there?
There's not a secondary containment. And I think that's what they're getting at there. Is they just have.
And is that required by somebody to have?
Typically, it is required.
Is there something?
I don't know. So these items came from Veolia, so I'd like to ask them where. Who is requiring that the spill containment get added?
Do you know anything about that, Greg?
I'm sorry, what's that?
The first item under additional capital improvements, the installation of spill containment curbing and diversion, is that required by a government agency?
Normally, if there's a chemical area, like hypochlorite, you are supposed to have a containment curb.
Secondary. Can we have that in both this shed and that shed?
We have hypo at each plant.
You have double tanks. And then underneath the one tank on Willow, you have a drain underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a raised, and so if the double tank failed, crack, then it would go down to the drain and hit the sewer.
So what I suspect happened is Veolia had their safety personnel come do an inspection.
Understood.
You know, and they may have picked it off of that.
Okay.
You know, off of that item. But
well, let's evaluate that before we see if it's necessary or not.
Sorry, it's not until 18-19, so we'll evaluate it in the next fiscal year.
Yeah, but let's look at that. I mean, if it's something that needs to be done to provide safety to the environment and to whatever's around there, then we need to do it. But let's make sure. Hey, guys, I'm a big fan of security cameras, as many as you can put into an area. If we have to spend a little money on security cameras, I just have, with everything that's going on these days, the things you can, the benefit to the community of having cameras, and the benefit to the police force of having cameras, you might even catch a car going by that just ran over somebody. I mean, I'm just to become a bigger fan of security cameras. At this point, we only have security cameras at Planet 2?
1, 2,
and
two water treatment.
Two water treatment plants.
Okay, so what's this here?
There's older cameras that we have there, and you want to sync them up with some newer technology.
And then you have one.
I'm a fan of that.
You have them inside, and you have them outside here.
Okay.
Awesome.
Not inside. Not
yes, it's in.
Oh, just one.
So
they did that internet. They have that internet one.
Let's. Personally, that's a priority for me. Personally, it's a priority to have good quality.
I think that the other thing that Bernie's trying to solve there is right now, Plant 1 and Plant 2 feed into the office there at Plant 2.
Right.
But the other ones don't. So they're kind of disconnected and they're hard to monitor. So I think the intent is to try and get to where we can improve the monitoring and actually monitor the system better. Because we have cameras, but it's hard to tell what's going on unless you go.
Those were not part of that project that we did with the.
The camera is here. The camera is installed. For instance, like the camera that watches the front here, right? But it's a standalone camera. It records. You can log in and look at it. But it's a manual process to come over, log in, look at the camera, see what's going on. And it's not.
No, it comes across the screen.
You know, it's not continually projected over to Plant 2, for instance.
Well, I'm not sure that the security here needs to be projected to Plant 2. That's really, I'm just concerned. I would be more concerned
if you're
sitting in Mike's office or sitting in Carol's office or someplace or at the office where there's monitors where we would see it.
Yeah.
Because it's our security.
Right. That's for this plant, but there's Plant 1 and Plant, there's Willow Lake.
I can understand why they would want to see what they
have. But they don't see those over. You know, even though the cameras are there, they don't see them.
Okay, I'm
trying to get
something.
The other token is, you just said, the front office should have a video, a mimic of those cameras, just in case somebody's not watching.
Am I out in left field here, or does this make sense?
This is only a partial solution. We're going to need to go to car-controlled electronic gates in and out. So those gates close when you go in, and the gates close behind you. When you come out, the gates close behind you.
It's just for security, because right now anybody can drive in there.
Anybody.
Okay, so then is that included in the CIP anywhere?
No.
So we need to add. We need to add a line item for upgraded security.
So why don't we call it security? We'll just do that.
Upgraded security for the entire for all of our assets.
Facilities.
I think.
Okay.
Right.
To upgrade facility security.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough for everything you're talking about.
And those should be reprogrammable so when employees change, you can wipe it clean, reprogram it, all that kind of stuff. All of the latest and greatest. I know that's pretty standard these days, but we need to get up to that point. I mean, I think we've kind of been living on borrowed time a little bit. You know, we had that one time when we got the guys broke into Plant 2 and we got like a grainy picture of their license plate. Remember, because we had old black and white cameras. But we've been pretty fortunate. So
So is that an assessment?
Let's go someplace besides West Coast Security to get a quick estimate on what that might be.
We could talk.
Not those guys.
He doesn't need us. He just picked up a Google account. So.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Mike.
Okay.
I think we're
this
living on borrowed time with regards to our facility security and to protect our assets. I mean, you know, these guys get stupid, just stupid, and nobody can turn their tap on in the house, you know.
Okay.
So let's make sure we do that. Upgrade hypo tanks at Newport and Willow. What's a hypo tank?
A sodium hypochlorite bleach. And that must be the only item I'm not aware of.
So some of this stuff came from Bernie to you?
Yeah, some of it came from...
Okay, let's do it. That's way down the road. Greg, do you have any input evaluation on that, or do you want to look into that for us?
On the hypo tank?
Or
no, that's water.
Is there any reason that should be on there?
They may be seeing cracking or some failure of the tank. I don't really know what the issue is.
I hope not.
I don't know what issue he's seeing.
They probably have a set for all their plants that says every so much you need to do this.
Right.
And it's a set and maintenance that they have for policies, and we get put into that. But let's just be careful and make sure that we need to fit into their plan.
Let's just ask Bernie to explain why these items are on.
Okay.
Annual wastewater lift station improvements. Well, that was fun. Just put $150,000 down the line and go to the next item. What the heck, really?
The one comment I'll say on this is, at the moment, Herwood is not doing anything with this item.
With what?
With these lift station improvements. So Bernie had gone out and is getting some quotes for control panels. We're waiting on those quotes, but there will be some extra stuff. I think the budget's okay, but just in general, process-wise, we're going to need some extra stuff once Bernie gets something with these control panel costs and things like that. But at any rate, process-wise, we'll work together to get there. But Bernie's talked about getting some quotes. I haven't seen these quotes yet.
So, Greg, when you say Herwood, has not been involved
in general.
Just because it hasn't gotten there yet?
Well, I think Bernie was trying to jump the gun and get some quotes, and we said, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
we haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
And by talking verbally with Bernie about what he's getting, I can tell he's already getting shorts of stuff. So, at any rate, once he gets the quotes, we'll get involved.
Well, notice it's $400,000 just in next year's budget.
Yeah, it's a lot, but the real thing is pump station G costs us $100,000, because we know what a pump station, we just built one. Was $100,000, like $180,000 or something like that. We're hoping to get it cheaper if we do them in groups.
That looks like a pretty accurate estimate.
It's what we spent on G. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else on those lift station? Any comments on those lift station items? Anybody? Okay. Clarify rehabilitation wastewater distribution system.
The one thing I have is. We might want to consider doing it sooner than 5 years out, only because...
Which is?
This is Plan 2, clarifier number 3.
Okay, first item.
There's failed members that hold the mirror plate on that goes around the outside, aluminum.
Yeah, yeah.
There's many places that it's broken now, and the water attacked it, and there's been corrosion, and the members have failed.
On two of those clarifiers?
On clarifier
number 3.
And okay. So that was the first clarifier that we put in over there. So that clarifier is 15 years old. These members should not have failed. The water is really aggressive, and it should not have failed.
Okay, guys, just help me out with this. How can the oldest clarifier be? How can the oldest clarifier be number 3? Shouldn't the oldest clarifier be number 1?
At plant 2.
I know. Clarifier, because 1 and 2 is there, and that's 3, 4, 5. Makes perfect sense. The way you said it, though, the clarifier 3 at plant 2 is the oldest one. I'm like, well, shit.
Oldest at plant 2.
Oldest at
plant 2. I'm with you, and it makes perfect sense.
So the real thing is...
Thank you for explaining that.
It's on the list here of things. Is it an emergency? Is it falling down? No. Is it breaking? Yes. The real question was, we didn't know, in terms of your budgeting, where it could land safely in the budgeting world. I think it should go sooner than 5 years if it's possible. Within the budget realm, and I don't know that until you kind of work all the numbers out at the end. But my one request on that is, we already have broken members that we're not replacing. We're just letting it sit there. Eventually,
how does that affect our numbers at the end of the line? I know we've had problems.
No, it's okay. It's just that at some point they're going to break to the point where you have to fix it before you can use the clarifier.
We could go to West Tech, West Tech, out of Utah, and buy some of those members and then use a genie to lift to start putting
stuff. Well, maybe. But the real question is, when do you want to start repairing, and what do you want to do?
Because the repair would be under operation maintenance.
No, because it might increase the...
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's back to the value of the...
Your R&M budget's $100,000. So if I blow it all on one item, you know.
Okay, guys. So the question is then, is 5 years too long to put that... Is it too long to put that out 5 years, or should it be moved up to 2 or 3 years? Or should it be put $50,000 in year 2 and $50,000 in year 3? Or is it in the right place? That's the question.
When does it need to be done?
I would like to see it get done in the next 2 years. All right, but...
Do you need all $100,000 in the next 2 years?
Well, or? I mean, you can split it over 2 years. You can do it a July thing, but the reality is...
Well, especially if you're talking about doing it in a repair
process. That's what it takes to fix it. It's $100,000 to fix it, kind of thing. So whether you split it over 2 fiscal years and split it in the middle of July, we could do that. But the issue is, I don't think it should wait 5 years. That's okay. Enough damage.
Question for you, Greg. If it was to be done, would you do it all at one time, or could it be done in
You have to take it out of service, you got to dewater it, you got to bring in scaffolding, you got to do it.
So. Yeah. How about if we put $100,000 in fiscal year 2019-20? Okay. That
would be better.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if the world was...
I'm just trying to make decisions to move this along, you guys.
So that's 2019-20.
I mean, good decisions, but with input, clarifier, and I defer to you guys that know stuff. If you tell me something needs to change, then let's change it, because you guys need SMEs on this
thing,
right?
Some of the, like we talked about last time, some items where the sky is falling, we just got to go fix all this stuff. So now we're getting into things where, well, we're planning ahead, there is some flexibility, we don't have to be quite so rigid.
That's positive.
That's fine.
Okay. Page 2.
All right, so I have one comment on the rehab. I think that the schedule is fine, but I have one problem with the rehab.
Are you the top of page 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we're saying, okay, in 2 years we're going to do $650,000. Okay, this is all fine. The issue is, if I try and repair plant 1, I have to run plant 1 to know that we fixed it and that the warranties work out properly. So like if I put a new MCC at plant 1, it gets a 1-year warranty, right? Well, if I never run the plant, I don't know if it's working or not, right?
I'm with
you know what I'm saying? So there was some discussion, like Bernie doesn't want to run plant 1. Well, okay, so we don't run plant 1. It makes it problematic to repair plant 1 then also. And so there was a little bit of that discussion we should have together with Viola, because at some point,
this plant one thing is
I can't fix plant 1 and not
run.
This plant 1 thing has been driving me nuts for 2 years. I'm so freaking light.
I think you and
having so many problems evaluating this plant 1 thing, because things got very confused during the interim process, and we went sideways with it, and then it was said this, and this was said. We need to talk about the facts. I'm just like rebooting everything I've heard about plant 1. I'm starting again, because otherwise I got too much bad information, contaminated data that I'm trying to process. So we need to start with that, and I've always, my view doesn't change in the fact that maybe it needs to change in the fact that plant one has to be operable as a backup or as a working plant. The second part of that is if it doesn't need to be, if in fact our flows are going to be permanently where they are from now forward, and plant 2 can handle 150% of our flows or whatever that number is. Then we need to take that out of Veolia's contracts. We're not paying them to maintain something we're not using.
So I think the numbers are okay where they're at. I'm just kind of bringing up, we may move them or make a decision.
So what's this whole thing about taking the clarifier and using it for denitrification? I mean taking the oxidage and using it for denitrification.
Yeah, so that was going to be part of the master plan analysis.
Okay, so how are we going to test plant 1 if the oxidage isn't going to get rehabbed for an oxidage, but it's going to get rehabbed for denitrification?
Right.
What's the point of redoing the plant if you don't have an oxidage?
That's what the master plan is going to address.
Okay.
Okay, so...
You understand my concerns?
Well, that's my concern also. That's why I think we need to fix it. And maybe even Justin pointed out, it's probably unlikely you're going to say, let's derate the plant. I mean, there's a difference between you could get by for a little while, but is that the right thing for the community? I don't know. My personal feeling is no.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you need to get involved in this and make it...
Well, I want all of us involved so that we all have input, and then a decision will be made, and the choices and the options will be given. But everybody will feel like they've had their say, and
so I feel like
so we're going to organize that.
My problem is that I develop. This is true confession time, right? I develop a thought process, and I develop what I feel is important, and I develop a decision. Not a decision. An idea of what I think is the right thing to do, and it's hard for me to move off that idea. If I really buy off on something, this is just a personal thing. I need to be convinced that I need to move off that idea if I need to move off. I'm not that I'm not willing to. I just need to be convinced that I need to move off that idea, because I'm not convinced that abandoning infrastructure is a good idea. I just don't think as a policy it's a good idea. We paid a lot of money for that infrastructure, and we paid a lot of money to maintain it, and we've replaced parts in it, and it's not that far from operational, or Bernie tells me he operates it every month, so...
Well, he turns it on.
Operating is...
Yeah, I know.
I
say that tongue-in-cheek because I know that that's not really what's happening. Could it be used if plant 2 had a catastrophic failure? Could plant 1 be used?
It'd be... You can use it, but it'd be hit and miss on a few items.
Yeah. So...
The thing is, you can turn it on right now, but the longer you go without ever operating...
Now remember,
the more likely you're going to find... What happens invariably... wastewater is when equipment sits for a long time, you can go turn it on, But invariably, 2 months into it, it breaks. You know, I mean,
you put a load on it
and start going, and then you find out, oh, the seals haven't been maintained, and now it's leaking, or other things happen.
I get it. If you don't drive your truck, the rubber cracks and the tires blow out next time you drive. It's happened to me. Stick your Dodge Durango, actually. My deal is this. I voted to go to the ratepayers and get a $13 million bond to put a redundant system in to make sure that if we had, that we would always be able to provide in the necessary services to the citizens of Discovery Bank. I voted for that bond. We put $13 million into a plant to have a redundant, put another arc stitch in, put another clarifier, so we have that redundant system. I've got Bernie in one ear telling me, that plant two is redundant without plant one. We don't need plant one. Plant two's got enough capacity that we're redundant. But there's always that kind of caveat, except for that one day. You know, there's always a little caveat back there. And I'm not savvy enough to understand that caveat. I need information. We need to evaluate whether or not we need plant one and what capacity we need it. And then if we need it, we need to fix it and we need to alter, we need to run it. We need to run it for a while and we shut plant two down or we shut one of the arc stitches. We exercise it, we use it, we rotate it. It becomes part of the rotation, the yearly rotation of our facilities. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to grow weeds in the oxygen again. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm sorry.
We are cognizant that Bernie has a different opinion. That's why I'm not saying absolute right now. I'm just saying it could adjust. My only comment is it could adjust depending on the plan.
And I will be honest with you that I'm going to take everybody's input into consideration as we talk about this, and that's important input too. I'm not using Bernie as my point of reference. I need more information than that.
Right. I want to bring everybody together and begin to hash this out because we need to find out what they can agree on and where.
And every day we don't do something, we're that further away from, we're spending that much more money. So let's get this hot item, okay? Additional capital improvements, wastewater, we're done with that, right?
Yeah, so we're done with that whole thing up there.
I don't want to ramble.
We're done with this.
You're a lot of help. You're supposed to calm me down. You need to shoot. Okay, additional capital improvements.
Yeah, so the only thing on the next 10 items here or something that I might suggest, and we can get Viola's input. Bernie wasn't here today, but I wanted to bring this up. Right now, we have $200,000 for the generator at Plant 1 Inflow and Pump Station next year. And then we brought up the need for an O&M manual and said, whoa, we can't afford $200,000, so we put that out 3 years. We put that out 2 years from now, or, you know, fiscal year, which is the next one, but 2019-20. There's been so many things changed at Plant 1. I would suggest flipping those two. I would think that the O&M manual is more, and we have a portable generator, the inflow pump station generator item 116. And Bernie's wanted this for a while, so I don't mean to poo-poo this. Bernie has wanted this for a while. We have a portable generator.
Which one are you flipping? Flopping, 116 and what?
And the bottom one, the O&M manual for
Plant 1. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. So right now, Bernie's wanted this generator for a while. We have a portable generator there, so we can physically make it work, but we don't
have it. We haven't heard this story for a long time.
Apparently, the generator has to be moved every so often.
Yeah,
because it can't be permanent, right?
It can't be permanent, so they got to move. So that's true. The only thing is, we're going to start up in August the new filter facilities. This plan is markedly different than the current on M manual. And they've had so many people change over there. That from the district perspective, my recommendation to the district is you really need a manual to help protect the district against operational problems. You know, my only feeling is that I'm not saying get rid of the generator or do this, but I know the budgets are tight. I would recommend flopping those two.
Okay.
Get rid of the generator after 2 years and we don't need anymore.
Is there any loss of reliability by having that temporary generator there? The capacity is what it needs to be. It's just a matter of the manpower that every once in a while that has to be moved around and has to be rotated in order to maintain a temporary status.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't care. They can just, I evaluate that, and I'd say the person who's in the room is Veolia not thinking, hey, this is the easiest way for us to do it. We don't have to move things around anymore.
So, yeah, it's true. It's the easiest way for them to know they don't have to
I have no problem with flip-flopping those, because I think we have a lawsuit right now because of the fact that we don't have a good O&M. Okay.
Well, the only thing is, it was brought up as an issue in the current issue.
Okay.
And there was references made to the O&M manual not having information in it.
Right.
Okay, that was a claim in the issue.
Right.
And so, and I'm not even proposing I do this. I mean, this isn't like a money grab for me. I would bring in Stantec, we would help them, but we'd have an outside firm put this together. But that's my only comment is I would recommend
flip flopping. Yeah, you put on that mic on the flip flopping those two?
Is there a way to do both?
In the same fiscal year? I'll put them in the same year, I'll see where it lands.
Well, let me ask you this. How long is it going to take to write an O&M manual?
It's like a 9-month, 10-month deal.
So that's almost a year right there.
Well, let's do this. Let's move it in. Let's move that. Let's move that $200,000 into 18-19.
That's fine.
17-18, and then move the January over to 18-19. Then we're only pushing it out a year.
Well, if we pay for his manual, do we have to pay as we go, or can we pay?
What is that?
Oh, you pay as you go.
No, you pay as you go.
Yeah, pay as you go. Okay. All right.
That's consultants.
I mean, because what you know, the obviously the issue is keeping 17-18 in budget.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we're talking about.
We're not, right? I don't want to blow the
we
budget,
throw too right? much into 17-18, and then we have a rate issue again.
It's just kind of like, I mean, the issue came up. I'm just looking down the road. The issue came up, and the plan, like right now, is when we're done. There's a lot different than what's in the current O&M manual. Even the O&M manual now is a draft.
Well, yeah, because it won't have the filters in there or anything, right?
Yeah, the O&M manual now was never even final. It was written in 2006 as a draft and never even
The only thing that wouldn't be in that manual would be, and is that O&M for wastewater?
It's for wastewater plant 1 and plant 2.
Okay, so that would not be fair. There's no other, we're not doing any other big things in the next 5 years. Change that O&M manual from
it would be easy enough when they add denitrification. Let's put it this way. It'd be easy enough when we do denitrification to add it on to a quality O&M.
Yeah, it could be a standard.
Yeah, I think the thing to do with Bernie on this thing is to ask him which is more important. And the
which
other
is what I was going to ask.
And the other things he's getting.
I can tell you which is more important, the generator.
Well, not between the generator and the manual. What's more important in his list of wants that we are putting in here?
Oh.
And then decide how important the generator is compared to what other things he wants.
And honestly, we may be pulling out, $100,000 worth of stuff over here from the section of why are we putting in a spill contained curtain and why are we putting in it?
That's my point.
But of that, we may be pouring that into security too. So we have a couple of issues to look at. Security, if I want to pump out to a year, I think we need to increase their security here soon.
Yeah.
So anyway, you understand where we're going with that, Dina?
Yep.
All right. So
okay.
And I'm all for getting their input and stuff, but I'm nervous about that delay.
I think we need a good solid O&M manual. I think we need it. I don't think we have it. I don't think everybody's got it. I don't know. I just.
And the operator gets input.
I've heard see too many fingers being pointed in the direction.
No. They get drafts. They review it the whole way. It's absolutely a collaborative effort.
Okay. That's what I'd like to ensure.
Yeah.
Okay. So filtration project. That is on there. But that's bond money, right?
Yeah, that's bond money.
Okay. So wastewater SCADA improvements.
I don't know why that's on there, but that should be maintenance type of thing.
Okay.
Well, that was the question, but things were kind of like getting left off and stuff, so it's kind of worked in that way.
Oh, like new stuff you would add to the SCADA?
Yeah, I mean, we're adding and expanding all the time, and...
Well, maybe that budget for SCADA is
it's quasi-capital, it's quasi-repair,
But is it increasing the value of the SCADA?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you talk to...
If it's increasing the value of the SCADA system,
I'm listening to this. They're adding pieces.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Is it increasing the value of the SCADA system?
What and if it is, what should it be?
A capital.
Okay. Capital. It's not just upgrading software. It's increasing the value of what we have.
Right, but they're adding pieces to it.
Where are we? Wastewater SCADA denitrification project.
All right.
That is. That's a big question mark.
Yeah, and it goes after your master plan. So we're going to get the master plan done first, but then basically
Have we received orders from the state on that, or any?
Well, at the moment, this is the schedule that's written in your permit. If you want to adopt a strategy of going back and asking for more time, you certainly can. But this is what's in the paper right now. This is the black and white part right now.
Let's leave it where it is.
We have something there for that. Yep.
Okay, relocate district office. Okay, that is on your back.
Yes, so, we discussed, yeah.
So, let's not touch that for right now, but we're not waiting 2 years to talk about it.
No, we're going to bring it to internal operations.
We're going to plan together quickly on that. Options. We're going to talk about options.
Okay.
Manhole maintenance. That's chicken feed. I'm not even worried about that.
Okay.
So we need vehicles and equipment purchases. We figure we have a truck that's going to be obsolete in another year that we're going to replace, or we need an additional truck?
We need an additional truck, and what we're going to do, do you want to... Well, he general manager is going to be bringing that to board meeting.
We're not buying drone, we're not for it and putting it into place. Not except $35,000, Mike. We're not doing it. I'm sorry.
What we're going to do is we're going to purchase one truck on this fiscal year and another truck on the next fiscal year, but we're ordering them at the same time. But we're these have been budgeted, and we got a plan. I'll tell you offline.
Okay. So my question is this. Are there people out there walking the streets right now because they don't have a truck?
Yeah, there's...
They're doubling up.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ask them the question.
Okay. The grayed out items here have been removed. Leak detection equipment, that's a Virgil item. And sweeping brush for the wheel, that was a Virgil item. So, expand on those.
I was going to comment. The GIS was removed, but we just brought up the GIS a minute ago.
That's it.
So the GIS system has been removed. That's why it's gray.
Right.
Okay, but we just brought up the GIS, and I don't think decisions have been made about that yet.
It's not the same GIS. We're not talking about GISing the water pipes here.
Yeah.
We're talking about GISing our vehicles, and I just don't.
No. This is water.
I think that's GIS.
Why is
it
under vehicles?
Why is it under vehicles?
Yeah. Why is it under vehicles?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why it's under vehicles. I think that, but
it used to probably be called miscellaneous until GIS was grayed out.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was under miscellaneous, but when it was first put
on. What's GIS, guys?
All right. So
graphic.
It's basically getting the district assets onto a single.
What we talked about.
Computer system that the district can access directly without having to go to BOA's office.
Okay.
That,
well,
that's what it is.
If I was to look at this, I would say that. That facility security takes priority over the GIS system. And so if we want to put the GIS system back to black, that it needs to move out a couple of years, we need to put in something for upgrading facility security.
How bad is the budget in the first year?
What do you mean?
Like how bad are we over? Or, you know, the one has to tell us.
You got a couple million dollars to work with?
Yeah, we're okay. We have a good, healthy reserve.
Yeah. But we have no funding plan for some of our bigger issues down the road that's the bad part.
We're going to bring everything.
The denitrification is what holds me back from wanting to start really spending any money that's out of our reserve.
We don't know how we're going to go to the ratepayers to finance that.
If that's an issue, then we should probably think about and talk about the strategy. Should we go back in front of Jim Marshall and the state and say, can we push this back or can we do this so that way we can help?
That worked once before.
It did.
Let me ask this. The rate study that we did is good through what year?
22.
Huh?
We need to start 21. The new rate study in 21. So that 22, we have the new.
We're going to be right back.
So it's 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19, 19,
20. Now, I don't want to keep considering bonds. We need to just continue to increase rates.
I know.
That's why I asked how long the rate study is good for. It's good through 21?
21.
Right. So the real thing is your rate study ends right before you got to start spending money on it.
That's right.
And that holds like 8% to 12% increases every year through 21?
For wastewater, it was
11. Total, just whatever the rate payers are going to pay. How much?
Oh.
I
think it was like
15% per year through 21. Yeah, we can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
11-11-444.
The water is 15-15-12-12-12. They're different.
Yeah, they're different. So wastewater is 11-11-444.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But I... The ratepayers aren't going to determine, aren't going to look at the difference between, but wastewater is only 4%, so we're going to go 10%. No, because it's still increasing their overall increase by another 4 or 5%.
Yeah. Out of their pocket.
We're already at 15% overall. Yeah. So they're not going to, they're not looking at that. We can, that makes sense to us, but it doesn't make sense to them.
Because it's not separated in their
world. No, and they don't see that. They're gonna, they see a total increase. How much is my bill going up every month?
So the issue is going to become when we look at D9, maybe whether or not we go out to another bond, or how our affordability may factor into the decision of whether we go outside the dock stitches or not.
I think, Mike, you need to put on your calendar, you need to seriously consider 18, 19, between year 2 and 3, thinking about maybe putting together a team to go before the board is...
Go there sooner than later.
And, so maybe by year two here, and we go up there, we do a dog and pony show, we've done it before in front of them, and say, hey guys, look, you've hit us with a lot of stuff here. We've hit our ratepayers with meters. We did that proactively ahead of your deadline. We spent a lot of money on that. We spent a lot of our ratepayers' money on that. We burned up a lot of reserves on that. And... can we bump this out 3 or 4 more years for our D9? And let's just give the presentation. All I can do is say no.
I did want to comment. June 2014 is when your permit is adopted. So you're going to renew your permit in 2019.
So we need to hit them up before that.
All right, so there's two things that brings forward. First off, you have to file a report of waste discharge, and you have to perform the work to do that permit, which I just realized now is not on here. Okay, we don't have that in this. But it's going to be anywhere around $60,000 to $70,000 for a consultant to fill out the paperwork, if you would.
Yeah,
to
that's,
renew
that
permit.
That's operating, that's not that.
All right, however, okay.
When
they open the permit is when you can change the permit. Right, because the permit's going to change.
Together with Greg for the timing on that, Mike.
In 2019, your permit will change, and if you write a good story when you renew that permit, that would be seen to me to be the time to push what you can. Also, we should be contacting the other districts to find out how bad they're pushing back. Right, because of the other districts, the other cities, if they're pushing back hard, Stockton was really pissed off about it, so was Tracy, and I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want to do this, guys. You're not the only ones, all right? So,
but we have a good story to tell.
You got a good story, but I would see who's ready to, if they're getting flack from everybody pushing back, maybe they'll be willing to, if you just think you
would. So then you need to get a hold of some of your compadres out there, your colleagues that are in different water districts, and find out what they're doing about. Is that what you're saying, Greg?
Yeah, I'm saying, it can't help. We should know.
So Greg and I will work on strategies to see what we can do about getting an extension.
For D9.
Okay. But we also need to go as well as be in the mode that it would be.
Yeah, right now, it's in paper, what you got to do. We got to fix that if you're going to try. There's nothing wrong with trying. You never hurts to ask.
So what am I putting into consulting? Another $60,000?
It's going to be $60,000 to renew the permit. Now, when you want to say it's operations or wherever you put it, just so you know.
You think that's enough, 60? Consulting and?
Last time it was around 60 is what it took us to do that.
And 18-19?
Yeah, it'll be 18-19. Because you have to file it a year before your permit's up. That's right.
Okay, anything else that's not on the charts?
I was just going to comment that the key here is your master plan is going to be done. This is why we did it this way. So that you can make this decision about how you're going to do it or not do it. And it's going to be one and done and over with. And the master plan, we've got our master plan done about plant one, let it just in. How do we do unite? What's the way to do it? And that is your last chance. That's it. That's going to be your answer, and you're going to proceed, kind of thing. But that's why we shoved the master plan where we did it, where we stuck it right here, so you can get that answer, one last review on it before you have to push forward. Now, the other thing is we are supposed to give updates to the regional board all along the way. So they actually want to know, wait, have you done your, like, we're supposed to have a financing plan by a certain period of time, and we're supposed to have like, stuff done. And so we'll have to review the permit requirements because we're supposed to give them yearly updates, like, you know, and the biggest thing, one of them was, where's your financing plan to fit papers? So they know that's how everybody puts it out. They don't do a financing plan, and then they wait, and then they know, oh, we can't do it. So they're trying to force us to be proactive and tell them ahead of time we're doing this. So just so you know.
You're gonna, you guys can talk. You know, you fill him in, let Mike know what needs to do, whatever dates, you know, if we have to have a financing plan together, maybe we should have a meeting with him and say, hey, guys, it's impossible for us to put that together at this point. We just got another bar. Mm-hmm. We just hit everybody with $900 a piece for water.
To fill your first requirement.
Yeah.
We just hit, you know, people with this. You know, we're trying to be as proactive as we possibly can. At work last night, we're trying to be as proactive as we possibly can. You can't keep you guys together. We're small. We have limited reach. We're not, you know, Southern California Water, Met Water. You know.
What would that cost, and where do I need to put money to do that?
To do what?
To create a
permit.
Is that you, or is that who's going to be doing this for us?
Well, we could wait until we could put forth that argument for when we do renew the permit. That's a logical place to do it.
Which would be 18-19.
We would do it as part of that effort.
As part of
that. That's right. Now, if there are some letters we have to send ahead of time, and we may need to, but that'll just be us talking to them, and you know, we'll send them a letter, and we'll talk, and we'll agree, and you know.
Okay. Item 3, filtration project update.
All right. So I gave one at the board. But I see it's on the agenda, so I'm just going to briefly hand it out, and just one last time, if there were any questions about what I gave Wednesday to the board on the filtration project.
I'll look at it.
Okay, then I'll walk you through this real quick.
That's right. Let me just take a look at it.
People look at the pictures. That's the picture.
Well, I was looking at the structure. I'm wondering if we can, you know, like, stuff like this to, like, the California State Board of Corrections or the prisoners in or something. I mean, it looks pretty secure to me. No windows.
Oh. Yeah. We actually have a place to get rid of bodies, by the way, if someone gets that. Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell my wife.
There's a hole in the middle of the structure, and it's like it drops and you can't get out.
What do you call it?
You know, call it the ghost hotel, because you can go in and get back out.
Everybody's heard the presentation but me, so just one quick. Are we on schedule?
We are on schedule.
Are we at budget?
We are on budget.
Okay. And do you foresee any problems? Are you pleased with the progress? Are you pleased with the progress?
I am very pleased. Auburn is an excellent contractor.
When is it going to be operational?
At the end of August, early September.
And what?
August, September. Let me make sure. Yeah, is it September,
yeah.
October,
yeah,
or October?
When is it mandated by the state that it come on?
End of the year.
Oh, by the end of the
okay.
year.
Okay. So we'll have all the kinks out of it by
then. That's the goal.
And it'll be operational, and they'll be able to come and inspect, and we're going to get it going.
September, October.
All right, September, October. Yeah.
Okay, very good. I'm happy with that update. Thank you for that, Craig. Right. Anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Revised diffuser proposal.
I got the revised diffuser proposals.
From who?
From Advisian. The only thing that they didn't give us a cost for, which I need Virgil's help on, is Advisian is now advising that... they are now advising that they were going to do an internal review with a camera, but they're saying it's been so long that we need another external diver to go down and view the outside. And we don't. So their budget doesn't have a cost for that, since that isn't work that they do. But do you know what it cost last time we were able to do that?
I don't think it cost more than $6,000 or $7,000 for the diver to go down in that.
He wrote a verbal report of this is missing and that's missing and that kind of thing. So their budget, first off, in the last meeting, you guys asked us to revise their proposal. You asked us to revise their proposal to include cost estimating and some other items. Mm-hmm. And so they revised that proposal. They also revised their price. You're originally carrying $30,000 for this project?
Yeah.
So their price is 33 now, but we also need to have the diver.
So it's going
to
be 40
plus
grand.
Plus taxes.
So it's going to be 40 grand.
So we need the diver too. So the only thing is I don't have a diver cost right now, but I have this proposal. So I would propose we budget roughly 40 to 45.
Probably should budget 45 grand.
You know. And again, we're going to wait until after July 1st to start this. And then we would contract, we would do the same diver, I guess, that we used last time. And we would contract this study.
So this is only a proposal. This is not to do any repair work to the
division. That's correct. So this is a proposal and to give us cost, to tell us the total damage, and to give us cost to repair the diffuser system so that we could properly budget when we repair it and what we got to do to go through it.
And to protect it from it happening again.
And protect it from happening again.
That's what we have.
Okay. So, good. 45 grand we need to put in there and move forward with that. Does that need to come to the board at some point?
Yes.
When we contract.
Okay. Yeah, when we contract, we'll bring it to
you. All right. Any future discussion agenda items?
One to consider for Long Ranch is now that at the end of the year we'll have Title 22 water. We don't have purple pipe in the ground to bring it out to anywhere else. But maybe a consideration is to either sublease some land around us and either grow some crops that would take that. Pistachios or almonds or whatever, and then hire a farmer to do that. And we supply the water,
which is the one single largest cost.
And then the profit from that could help maybe support the community center.
That might be the can't.
I don't know.
Water,
just
the water.
Tossing that up there. Just to see.
You know, we had a quick discussion of it last time we were here.
I think that's worth looking into, though.
I think it's worth looking into, but...
And I'm not sure that if one entity, one department buys the water from the other department, why it would be... If we're trapped in Prop 218, is that what you're saying?
No. He's saying the profit that we would get from leasing the land to the farmer.
And getting the crop or whatever.
Sure.
And getting a percentage of the crop could go into the lighting, landscaping, park, and rec side of the budget.
Sure.
I don't know that it could.
Well, but the...
That would be a wrong question.
That would be a wrong question. But I don't know that it couldn't, though. I don't know where we're crossing the line there.
Because they're restricted funds, I don't know if that.
Well, but it's the byproduct. It's not. We didn't create. We're not spending money to clean the water.
As long as the wastewater didn't spend the water, like the wastewater didn't spend the money to plant the trees, for instance, or whatever, and you just provide water.
Because if we were to sell it to the country club,
you could say that the community center quote or the landscape and land district planted the trees or whatever. You know, if their project, we're just providing the water.
Manage it through the community center, parks and recs. Manage it through the parks and recs. Put it under Max Play or Brian's, or Max Play, or one of them.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, all we're doing is giving free water to another one of our, I mean, it's like if we were to bring purple pipes in for the landscaping, we could do that.
Right.
I don't know, it's a great idea.
Yeah. I think you could. I don't know how much money you make at it, but I think you could. There has been also a desire to utilize the land behind the plant. You know, you own that land.
What I was talking about last time. But I think we discussed that, you know, because the idea was to get around using the diffusers at all.
There's
too much water that we've got.
Bernie was harping on that for a while too. He said, you know, you could have done this a different way. Well, Bernie doesn't do any good at telling us we could have done it wrong.
So, but we could still diffuse and then purple pipe some of the waters out to that field or our own use or sell some of it off.
Yeah.
That might be the way to go.
So the only other thing we need to look at is how our permit. We have a discharge capacity that we already have. We have to modify that because we wouldn't be putting much water into the...
If you're going to reclaim the water, you have to file a plan with the state and certify yourself as Title 22.
Okay.
So
that
would be part of that.
I would like to have somebody look into that. I think that's a great idea. Let's look at how we can generate... while we can use the products that we're producing here to benefit the community. I think it would be a great idea. I think it would make everybody look good and... And I think it would, you know, especially if we're talking about moving offices over here, we, you know, and expanding the facility, even then there would be, you know, it's complicated, right. But it could be done. It needs to be separated. My brain doesn't want to grasp onto it right now, but it can be done. Anyway, anything else? So on the future agenda items, we're going to talk about security. Plant security, upgrading plant security at some point?
I don't know that we have the time to do that right now.
Okay.
That time, but I would like to bring it back
in the
near future, but I think that's too quick.
Okay. Do we have anything that needs to be on the next meeting agenda that from anybody?
Would it make sense to have an update of the meter project on the agenda just so that can be discussed in the committee?
Yeah, it's amazing how this seas have come. And maybe they have it, but for me they have it.
Well, obviously.
Huh?
Obviously.
You know, did they have it come?
Yeah, for the most part they've come.
And so, right, so I'm just glad that we, I forget about that. I'm just glad that we were able to listen to the public, make those decisions to calm the seas. Because I think part of the problem was they didn't feel they were part of the decision. And I think that we're getting good press now. I've got some letters about people that are next door is full of compliments.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I think you guys are doing a great job. And I'm glad we're moving forward in the right way.
So motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn and we're done. All right.